Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. Top local story, disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Entering a not guilty plea today to sex assault charges and a new grand jury indictment. Let's go live to downtown L.A. and KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The latest indictment includes 11 counts involving five alleged victims. It revives a previously dismissed count of sexual battery by restraint against a woman in May of 2010, one of Weinstein's attorneys, Mark Worksman.
We filed a motion to dismiss the entire indictment on grounds that the prosecution abused its presentation of evidence before the grand jury and that the grand jury returned an indictment on less than probable cause.
A hearing on that motion will be heard later this year. After entering a not guilty plea, Weinstein waived his right to have a trial within 120 days of his being extradited from New York to Los Angeles.
As a practical matter, there's no way we can get all the important matters in this case adjudicated within that time period.
At his Worksman, he says the earliest a trial could happen for Weinstein is April of next year. Weinstein, now 69 years old, has already been sentenced to 23 years in prison out in New York for rape and sex assault. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Authorities in Orange County are on the lookout for a serial rapist who's targeting women in Aliso Viejo. We're expecting to get more information at noon when the Orange County Sheriff and the District Attorney hold a news conference. In a tweet today, D.A. Todd Spitzer says three women have been attacked on hiking trails and choked unconscious. One victim was raped. Our Pete Demetrio will be at the 12 noon news conference. We'll be hearing from him this afternoon. A former San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy is due in court tomorrow following his arrest on suspicion of sexually abusing a child. Mara Rodriguez with the Sheriff's Department tells KNX Jeremy Cox was let go by the department following his arrest.
The investigation started after a male victim reported that Cox sexually abused him while he was a youth, and that led to a continuing investigation.
She says investigators don't think any of the sexual abuse happened while Cox was on duty. The department won't say when the abuse happened or how Cox knew the alleged victim. He's the second sheriff's department officer arrested on suspicion of sex crimes connected to children in the past few months. A former sergeant was charged with possession of child pornography following his arrest in late June. New rules kick in today across California, rules requiring vaccinations or negative COVID tests for indoor events involving 1,000 people or more.
You will need your proof, your vaccination card, or documentation showing a negative COVID test to attend a large indoor event with a crowd of 1,000 plus. The rule also applies to large outdoor events with 10,000 people or more, like a baseball game or a football game. The idea is to encourage more people to get their COVID shots.
I do think the more difficult you make life for the unvaccinated, the more likely they are to eventually get vaccinated, and that seems to be the strategy that many governments are using.
But Dr. Amish Adalja at Johns Hopkins says while he thinks it can help decrease the spread of COVID, he had hoped the venue operators would have taken action on their own.
I would have liked to have seen it be done by the venues themselves and the organizers rather than this be a government function.
He thinks the venues have a self-interest in making their places safer and less disrupted by COVID. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Union Rescue Mission on LA's Skid Row is seeing a big jump in homeless families seeking help.
And we often are the early indicator right on the streets of what is going to happen.
CEO Andy Vail says families now account for well over 100 people staying at the mission. He estimates that's an increase of about 20% compared to a month ago. Despite the pandemic-related protections in place and the rental aid available, Vails and others say people are getting evicted. Elena Pop, executive director of LA's Eviction Defense Network, doesn't like to use the M word, moratorium. She insists there is no temporary ban on evictions. There are protections to help keep renters in their homes, but they have to take action.
People hear a moratorium, get a notice from the landlord. Oh, the landlord's crazy. There's a moratorium. Ignore. They get a notice from the court. Oh, why am I getting this? There's a moratorium. Ignore.
September Vias did seek help, but says she, her father, who's blind, and five of her kids just got kicked out of their apartment in El Monte. They're staying in a motel and planning to head to the Union Rescue Mission soon.
I'm really nervous about it. I've never been in a homeless shelter, Andy, but I have to do what I have to do. I mean, I don't have anywhere else to go.
As eviction protections expire, Bale says he's expecting an avalanche of newly homeless people. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Why is California's Employment Development Department, the EDD, constantly sending apparent benefit applications to a woman living in the IE?
We've had more than 50 of them come to our house.
That is Andrea Gray speaking with KNX, talking about this unusual flood of letters that began to fill her mailbox in Alta Loma about 4 months ago.
And they say on the front of them, time-sensitive material, so I don't know whether it's the forms they're supposed to fill out and return to get more money or what they are. I have no idea.
They tried to report this problem to the Employment Development Department's local office. They said go to the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. They said go to the postal inspector.
We went to the post office and they said, well, just mark on them, not at this address, and attention, postal inspector.
That is their solution, at least for now. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And KNX has reached out to the EDD for an explanation.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.